For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
I pray for you. You pray for me. I love you.
In Pittsburgh, thousands of people gathered at the 6th Presbyterian Church for an interfaith service remembering the 11 people killed in the Tree of Life Synagogue. Among those speaking was Israel's Minister of Education and Diaspora Affairs, Naftali Bennett.
Anti-Semitism, Jew-hating, is not a distant memory. It's not a thing of the past, nor a chapter in history books. It is a very real threat. Anti-Semitism is a clear and present danger.
Vigils were held in many of their cities across the nation. Robert Bowers, who was charged with the murders, is in the hospital, but is due in court on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Tropical Storm Oscar is now Hurricane Oscar, making it the 8th hurricane of the 2018 Atlantic season. The hurricane is about 1,500 miles west of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The National Hurricane Center said land isn't threatened at this time, and no coastal watches or warnings are in effect. Forecasters say the storm should turn north on Monday, then head away from the United States by Wednesday. Forecasters say the hurricane could even become a Category 2 before turning out to sea later on. Saudi Arabia continues its investigation into the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Saudi Minister of Foreign Affairs Adel Al-Jubeir calls international criticism hysterical.
We have made it very clear that those responsible will be held responsible and will be held to account. And we have made it very clear that we will put in place mechanisms to ensure that this doesn't happen again.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Pope Francis says he's grieving with Pittsburgh's Jewish community following the Saturday synagogue massacre. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Denouncing the inhuman act of violence, in his words, and praying for an end to the flames of hatred that fueled it, Pope Francis led prayers for Pittsburgh in St. Peter's Square on Sunday morning, a day after a gunman expressing hatred of Jews opened fire in a synagogue during Sabbath services, killing 11 people. Francis prayed for the dead, injured, and their families, saying, quote, "In reality, all of us are wounded by this inhuman act of violence." Meanwhile, police say the suspect told officers Jews are committing genocide and that he wanted them all to die. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA's Rick Vincent tells us about this year's popular Halloween costumes.
The Donald Trump costume has slipped from 71st most popular last year to 125th this year. Political costumes just aren't hot, according to the research. This year's trendy costumes are game characters, superheroes, and dinosaurs. Fortnite, an online video game first released in 2017 and developed by Epic Games, tops the list of most searched for costumes. It's followed by Spider-Man. Others in the top 20 include Harley Quinn, superhero, Wonder Woman, and The Incredibles. Also ranking high, the classics like witches, pirates, dinosaurs, and unicorns. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News,